Hey guys, it's Jordan again. Remember when I said I was starting a LinkedIn a while back? I did it. It's been a few weeks. This episode is the follow-up to episode, I believe, two.
The challenge.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And this is where Nick and I really see if this worked. See if LinkedIn is worth it. See if all the hype that Nick throws out there is
I'm crossing my fingers.
And so I want to get right into this one, but I'd love for you guys to let us know if you started this course with us, how LinkedIn is working. And so absolutely, please reach out to us. Yeah. Instagram's probably the best way at Creative Course P. But yeah, let's just jump right in.
Oh, yeah. It finally hit the corner. All right. Good. All right. We're good to go?
I'm feeling it, man. Yeah.
All right. We are both ready. Coffeeed up and ready to talk about the LinkedIn follow-up with our test rabbit. I didn't want to call you a test dummy.
That's fair. Yeah, man. I mean, I think we did address this, but for those maybe who didn't hear it or kind of just jumping into this one, essentially what we've done is, you know, we both kind of, well, Nick, you're coming from a world of really capitalizing on LinkedIn, and I didn't. I had an account that had no network or followers or whatever, you know, yeah. And I didn't do anything with it. I don't even think I had like my jobs listed. I think I just signed up for it and then I didn't do anything. And so, you know, having gone through this course, the idea was that we would really test LinkedIn's the capabilities of LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And so it just worked out that I could have been this perfect guinea pig of, well, I had nothing. Let's talk about, you know, some tricks, some steps that you can take to really, you know, utilize the power that's there. And so we recorded that episode, just full transparency, about maybe just shy of 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so it's been 3 weeks. I've been sort of utilizing these things that we talked about. And now we're going to just really talk about it and see what's worked, what hasn't, I've noticed. And just kind of dig into sort of this test result of LinkedIn.
Yeah, I love putting it to the test. And I think you, like you said, you were the perfect kind of person to try it out, because like technically, I don't think you were really at a point where you probably needed it too much. You've been keeping busy. You have a great slate of clients and everything. So it was almost a matter of like, if this could work for you and things could happen for you, it's just a perfect model to show everybody what we were trying to say that's so different about it from any other platform. And I don't think it should be even like considered in the same kind of, you know,
it really shouldn't
family of Instagram and everything else, because I think in our meeting or talk with Emmy, she mentioned something that was the difference between social media and social engagement was the other one. I think she had mentioned, remember she had a differentiation between the ones that you're social on like Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
But LinkedIn specifically is a whole other platform. And yeah, I think we'll talk about that and it'll prove to the listeners for sure, right?
It really is. And that was sort of the first striking thing, is like it's not like any other platform in terms of like, just you're not trying to generate the same type of content because your audience is so different.
Exactly.
Which is great. I think that's what actually kind of separates itself, and that's kind of where the sort of secret sauce lies in LinkedIn. It's your client, your demographic, the people that you're networking with are just different. I think full transparency though, you know, like when I was setting this up, I made it a point not to sort of publicize or push like on to my other, you know, followers or platforms. Like I wanted this to be a more truer test of someone who's just kind of coming in from scratch. And so I really made no effort to like invite people or reach out. Like the connections I made, usually like there were some friends I did, but ultimately it was pretty organic. And I tried to keep that consistent. So if I'm like, you know, in the mindset of a young designer who is coming, you know, with like not a ton of connections.
Exactly. I'm glad you did that. And it's true too, because it's like you get a truer taste of what's going to happen there too. And like, you know, and then also too, I'm sure like even myself, I was looking at it, I was like, I think I got a few people going, who's this Jordan Wilson guy popping up on LinkedIn? who told him?
Yeah, man.
It's kind of interesting. You know, yeah.
And also, you know, keep in mind, this has been 3 weeks. It was a pretty soft introduction. And low key. So, but ultimately, it's done really interesting things. And like I was saying, the first thing I notice is that the people I'm networking with aren't just other designers, which is the case primarily for all the other platforms. And when I say that, I'm specifically talking about Instagram because that's really what I use the most. But that was kind of the funnest part is I'm talking to people that just do entirely different creative things.
Whether and non-creative
like
things.
Or copy or in non-creative things too. It's not just like I'm not just looking for small business and I'm not just like pushing stuff out into the echo chamber of other designers. It's like I'm actually reaching out to people that I don't think I necessarily am, and I know I'm actually not through Instagram.
Yeah.
And so that I think that immediately is like a huge benefit. In terms of networking, it's creative professionals. And I think Instagram has that for sure, but it's in a different mindset.
But think about it too. Another designer is only going to introduce you to another designer. Yet here, when you look at your kind of map of connections and that web, a new connection that is non-creative can land to 20 new connections that are non-creatives as well.
So
think of how you will your profile, your presence will be spread so much more in the right into the right hands rather than just being designer.
And there's a lot of benefit within that, you know what I mean?
And so I
do think, like I said, that's probably the biggest impact that I've had so far in these 3 weeks. And, you know, in terms of just like it depends on, I guess, how we're going to measure the success rate or the difference. Mm-hmm. But, I get offers through work through most of the platforms.
Yeah.
But they were certainly different on LinkedIn. And when I say different, I mean, you know, these were more either one. They're looking for careers. So there's a lot of recruiters on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool. So like if I'm a young designer and I'm starting out and I'm looking for work, you know, I want to get in the field. I want to get in the game. And maybe freelance is a little daunting at first. And I get it because it's...
Oh, yeah.
There are a ton of people looking to recruit creatives.
Mm-hmm.
A ton. I mean, I was getting those sort of offers, I don't know, maybe within 3 weeks, I maybe got over 20, 25.
Yeah.
From all different kinds of companies. A couple big hitters.
Just stopping here, that's insane. 25, yeah. Even if you weren't looking for it. And imagine if you were, you know, your whole probably tone and your messaging on there was not out there looking for a job. You were just promoting your business.
Yeah.
And yet it still happened. That's great.
It really did.
That's great.
And also again, to be transparent here, it's like, I am currently booked up pretty much till January-ish right now, you know, in terms of I can't really take any work. And so while I didn't get a ton of work because I, you know, didn't take it, there was opportunity. And, you know, especially outside of just the freelance game, which I think is great. If you're a designer and again, you want to kind of get into the world and get something under your, you know, notch in the belt of some creative work, I just think like there's a ton of stuff there. And it doesn't even matter positions. Like you don't need to think like it's not just senior designers or creative directors. They're looking for just like, you know, your junior design. They're just looking for in-house people.
Exactly.
And so I think, look, I never got an offer like that on Instagram.
Ever. Oh, never. That's where you can cut it and say you're totally 180 degree different here.
So you just look at that in comparison where it's like I got 20 or so versus none in years.
Yeah.
So like to me, it's like, okay, there's a big chunk of like, if you need work and you're looking for professional work, you can't even, the proof is right there.
Exactly.
And beyond that, you know, I did take one job because it was like a nice quick, like I budgeted 3 days for an illustration, which is fun.
That's great.
And then I made some great connections, especially which I found for me very exciting is in the photography game. Instagram, at least within my followers, because I built sort of this network within other designers and less photographers. So most of my photography content on Instagram does okay, but it's not nearly as good as like posting my branding or illustration work on Instagram.
Sure.
But on LinkedIn, it's been, I think, even a better resource in terms of engagements for potential jobs that I would be interested in, which within the photography realm. And I've made awesome connections. I'm obsessed with a particular photographer. He's called, if you haven't heard of him, his name's Steve Hansen. And he is the reason I got into a lot of the product photography game.
Yeah.
And I made a connection with him. I mean, which is huge for me.
That's incredible.
Yeah, but so we chatted.
Do you think there was a? Do you think it was because of maybe a little bit more of an even playing field in the LinkedIn world? Like, yeah. I don't know if it's maybe I feel different where no one. It's not. There's no judging or consideration of numbers because it's not so easy to find on LinkedIn the same way it is on Instagram, right?
That is a really good point. Absolutely.
Cool.
The mindset is 100% different. It wasn't like I was trying to impress to seem to trend. It was like I wanted to put quality work out because I wanted professionals to inquire and talk about it. And ultimately, like, the conversations have been really strong.
Good.
And again, I'm talking to people that aren't designers.
Like, yeah.
It's just, it's really, really fun. And the biggest chunk that I've taken is networking. The importance of networking is huge, but the way to do it is, for anyone who doesn't have LinkedIn, is you can kind of just essentially hit a connect button and connect with someone, and they're like a part of your network. But
yeah,
if you do that without sending this person, you have the option to send a personalized message. If you choose not to, the return isn't really there. Every single one that I've received a personal message from someone who connected with me, or I reached out and sent a personal message, has been a totally different experience.
Totally. So rely on the default.
Don't do it. Yeah.
Write your own and be specific to why you're reaching out to that person, right?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's in every single one. I mean,
killer.
99% success rate in terms of just like, it went beyond just a quick back and forth. It was like, we talked about stuff, you know, a couple of them, we made plans to meet up. Some of them are in Portland, some are in Seattle. You know what I mean?
Great.
And then some, it's like, we're in different fields. Let's work together at some point, you know? Again,
nice.
You're networking in terms of just like success rate and career basis. It's not as strong on Instagram. I made really good friends through my, you know, social media platforms, but not in the same way that it's become like, this is just industry people. It's
different. And don't you feel like maybe the result of that new connection could lead to, like you said, more of a collaboration and a project rather than just long-term, hey, that looks awesome.
I mean, absolutely. And especially like, you know, and I'm sure you're in the position of like, you know, if I take a big enough job, I have a couple of people in mind, but like I'm, you know, if it's a job where I don't know how to do animation, like, well, then I'm going to try to find someone.
Yeah. So
I think in terms of collaboration, it's stellar because a lot of them are, you know, industry people are doing freelance that are often hiring out. And I think having yourself in that pool is super beneficial.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. My first question, I think maybe going back a step, what did you do first? So we did our thing, you had your notes, you set yourself up.
Yeah.
What was your tactic specifically for like what you posted? Were you just throwing it out there because it was new? Like what were those first days like?
Essentially, the first days were like just setting up your profile and then just sort of, it's a lot of copy and you got to do a lot of writing. And ultimately, like, I hate writing about like myself as a company and like, here's what we offer. It's just hard.
Yeah.
But you know, you get through that and then it's done. So I spent time setting all that up. And then I started to really dig into like the group aspect of things. Cause there's a lot of really awesome local groups and it kind of took me a minute to figure that out.
Yeah.
I was judging from the thumbnails. I don't know. For some reason, every thumbnail, so all the groups have like these little like avatar thumbnails and they're so fucking bad.
So maybe like, there's a new job right there.
It's
designing
like
group logos.
Initially, I was like, man, what did I get into? This is terrible. But it's been great there, especially if you live in a city, like I live in Portland and there's just a lot of stuff going on locally. And so that's really cool. And it's not just designers. These are like small businesses. Mm-hmm. These are just people that meet up. Professionals. And so that was a big one for me. I joined a few groups. And then I wrote down, I had a couple people that I wanted to connect with. And I, you know, early on figured out the personalized message aspect to it.
Yeah.
And then in terms of just like what I was putting out there, it was just kind of feeling around. And what I've noticed is, you know, like just a simple illustrate, just posting a logo or one illustration without the context doesn't do as well. Where Instagram, I think you can get away with it.
No one cares.
If you're
going
to post it on LinkedIn, it's like,
yeah,
this isn't your journal. This isn't something for you to just put. You've got to give us a reason why you're putting this here, because it's your resume. Why would this make sense?
Yeah.
It looks great, but like you have to. So this is where we talk about like, and we touched on it within the other course, where context is actually, you can embed a lot in there and that can really bring out the life of your content. And I think that plays a huge role in LinkedIn. And ultimately, like if it's an illustration design, I want to put something in there about the process, and which I do on Instagram too, but I think on LinkedIn it's more important because these are other professionals. And if I'm going to hire someone, I want to make sure they know what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Yeah.
And if you can explain it like you would to a client, I think it does a lot better on LinkedIn. I think Instagram, you can get polished and make it nice. But I think if you treat LinkedIn like case studies and articles, I think those end up doing better than just posting a single picture. And I started learning that pretty soon, pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head by saying it's not a journal entry.
It's not a Facebook.
There's got to be something there that someone can attach to and say, wow, when that time comes, here's my person. I'll remember that because he mentioned this is what he does for a client.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I think that's a smart way to do it. And I've even started over the last few days, like thinking more about how I'm going to post something on LinkedIn than how I'm going to post something on Instagram. My whole approach has changed completely too, because it's like the engagement of what comes out of it. And I'm sure you could talk about it now, seeing what your images and what your visuals do there. I'm not so excited about posting anything on Instagram anymore, believe it or not. It's really interesting. It's really weird. And again, too, you know, we talked about this before. We see the same stuff just over and over and over again from everyone. And even if it's just for a refreshing change, LinkedIn is so great for all of us. But the potential for something to happen from this change is huge. And, you know, you're starting to see that.
Yeah. And in terms of just content, because I'm kind of with you, like I get a little fatigued with the Instagram sort of platform. Like it's just kind of like a sort of shit show. Mm-hmm. But it kind of like reinforces my idea of less content, but better content. 100%. Whereas I think Instagram is the opposite. Like when I don't post frequently, I do worse. Like
exactly.
In terms of like people, like I lose followers or my engagements are slower if I didn't post in a week, which is a bummer. But I would rather take that time and make like a more interesting case study or and frankly, look, like when you're taking on larger clients, you can't show anything. And so currently, like I have a few large clients, so, like I can't show anything, at least probably until like middle of next year, what I'm working on now. So it's either like I have to make stuff out of my own time, which is not, I don't recommend doing that when you're at the point you don't need to.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a bummer. Whereas LinkedIn, I think you can post less, but still engage. And also, like, I think your postings will do better if there are more of these case studies, which is easier. You can write an article.
Exactly.
You can, like, choose the way you post on LinkedIn, which is cool. You can post, like, a picture or a video or link, just your standard.
And
or
the article.
Create, like, an article.
Which and is such a good case little, study. Yeah, extended, great. It's like what you wish you had when you were doing something a little bit more, with a little more content on all those other platforms. You're like, oh, LinkedIn's allowing you to do it.
And that's what, like, if I'm looking for work, that's what I want the potential client to see. And again, your clients, this isn't your mom and pop shops. This isn't other designers. Like these are recruiters or, you know, larger companies or just like more professional people. That's what they want to see.
Exactly.
They want to see your case studies. They want you to take them from, you know, A to Z and why and how and show the process and the scenes. Like that's your expertise and that's your experience showing. So, And personally, I prefer that kind of content now as a viewer.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know what they did and why they made that decision and, like, these creative, cool choices that maybe you don't see from the final logo, how they got there.
Yeah.
The process is way more interesting.
Yeah. Would you say also, too, did you think a little differently about how you want to be perceived? Because here you are in a new arena and you're with a bit of a clean slate. So were you thinking a little more focused on who Jordan is and what you're going to put out there?
Yeah, for sure. And I still I think what I've learned through Instagram is like, you kind of can only do one thing for people to like, your followers are going to be pretty one, single track mind, right?
Yes.
Which is why I said like my photography doesn't do as well there because I think I built the following on design.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't figured it really out in LinkedIn, but ultimately I want to be way more well-rounded. And I think the way to do that is probably from early on, just kind of establishing that role. But again, that's harder because, like, you know, if someone's looking for like a niche designer or creative, like, I don't know if I'm doing a disservice to that or not. But ultimately, mm-hmm. I still want to put out the kind of work I want to get. And I don't, you know, for me personally, I don't just want to design. I want to go beyond that, especially in the photography or like video work or whatever. So I am more cognizant in terms of just like, I'm focusing on what I'm putting in out now to sort of establish maybe what people will see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in turn, I'm like, I mean, I'm always struggling with that. Self-reflection in that realm, like, it's so tough, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because like, there's always that battle of, you know, am I going too broad of offerings to the point of like, you know, I'm not specializing in anything, or, you know, do I get bored but only do this really well?
Yeah.
That's like my sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we all have that struggle in a way too, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. One thing I thought that's nice too, and from seeing what you were doing, it got me to think too that you can go back to some stuff that you haven't shared on LinkedIn, especially if you're new to it or you're just starting to share. Dude,
it's been so sweet.
Right? You got years worth of stuff to kind of, I don't want to say recycle, but
kind of. Oh, repurpose the hell of it, for sure.
Yeah.
Like I said, the demographic, and I was hesitant to do that because I have a lot of stuff. And like I said, I'm in a position now where I can't show all the new stuff.
Doing. So what else are you going to do?
It was, dude, it felt great to give some more life into some stuff. Like,
that's
really fun.
That's great.
The demographic, the people seeing that aren't the same at all on my Instagram. So it's new to them still. And I can go back and really talk about this, the process and stories where I wasn't doing that early on.
Right. Yeah. And maybe even share those things that are a little more like, you know, I love that idea of being able to share something and be like, it's already been out now for a while. So maybe you can mm-hmm. share some insight on how well it has done for the client mm-hmm. because it has a bit of age on it.
I think that, I'm building out currently. I haven't posted any. I do a lot of work for a brewery called Old Town Brewing, and I haven't posted anything on that on LinkedIn because I'm creating this article for it.
Good.
Where
there
I actually, like, I've been with them so long where I've seen how the percentage of the numbers have come in before like a rebrand and then after and the successes of that. So like having that kind of stuff, like, I don't know if that would do well on Instagram, but I think on LinkedIn it's going to do much better.
That is you can't explain a better situation of how night uh-huh. and day it is, you know, that's made for that. And also too, if like I notice too, when I see a brewery or someone in a like field of what I posted, that industry and that client follows or looks or makes a contact, that tells you like there's someone's first prospecting and now it's up to you to kind of nurture that a little bit and mm-hmm. kind of water that and see like what can come out of it. So this post you're doing could be a great insight to anybody who is thinking about it. And as long as you're writing it with the true benefit of what you bring, I mean, that's a slam dunk, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. 100%. So it has been fun sort of figuring that out and then, you know, trying on different personality and hats. I think where I'm kind of at now is Instagram. I still like it, but it's just more fun for me.
Of course.
I don't really utilize it like a job finder like I was when I was first starting. And I think it still can be that for a lot of young designers. I just think like, for me, that's like, I'm going to put on a lax hat and the content and the stories are just going to be weird and fun and I don't really care.
Yeah.
And then I'll put on my tie when I go to LinkedIn and I'm really going to dig into, again, the process and case study material. And when I'm reaching out and networking, it's the mindset's different. I think mm-hmm. Instagram's with my buddies and then LinkedIn is like, with
you know, that might be the best like solution to this whole idea of when we talked about the anxiety of like the posts and the likes and the following on Instagram. If mm-hmm. if you shift and get some great momentum going with LinkedIn and even land a few things, what's the last thing on your mind? Followers and likes on Instagram. You know, so like it could be this like win-win situation where it makes the other platforms truly what they are and not mm-hmm. An area to be hoping or wishing for clientele.
Yeah, that's a really freeing place to be as well. And this is, you know, again, it's subjective and personal, but it feels better when I don't have that pressure.
Of course.
Ultimately, like, yeah, I'm not going to post every day on Instagram anymore. One, I can't. And two, it's like, I don't know. It just didn't help me to the degree of the amount of work I had to put in.
Yeah.
Because again, like, if you're doing that, you're working for free. You're working for yourself. You're not getting mm-hmm. paid. And you're taking time out where you could be making money or so, man, it's been a really pretty surprising couple of weeks with it. I honestly wasn't sure, you know, like we talked about it.
I know.
I had an idea because I figured man, no one does it. It has to be pretty untapped, and I think it kind of is.
It's like, still, yeah, and there's,
I think there's a reason why I was getting decent engagements and inquiries and stuff like that, because I think it's just kind of untapped.
Yeah. What was the biggest surprise?
Oh man, I don't know. Probably something I said. I mean, honestly, it really was just sort of the demographic of people. The personality difference.
Yep.
Like it really did. Look, it's not as sexy or as like captivating as the other social medias, but like it shouldn't be. No. And I think that's what keeps it from people just treating it like that. Like I do feel a little bit different. Like again, I feel like I got to put on a tie and sort of, I'm not going to cuss in my context. I'm not going to just like, it's going to be more professionally driven, but that's what its intention should be. And that's what I think if you use it that way, it can actually come out that way.
I almost want to push people to think of it another way. Consider yourself, take yourself out of your shoes right now as a non-creative, someone who doesn't appreciate and know all the things that we know when it comes to, you know, branding and art and illustration and all what commercial art can do. And then you follow someone like that and you see it in a post and you're like, how much of a spotlight and what a beacon of that is going to look like on the feeds of people that are not in our field. So, because look at 90% of the stuff out there. It's just as bad as Facebook, right? You know, and it's getting very social on LinkedIn, which that's the first thing you should do is unfollow that. You'll still be connected to a person, but unfollow anyone that's putting anything about, you know, their weekend on there. It just doesn't.
That is a big part that I didn't realize, that you could still be connected, but you don't have to see all the crap that they
exactly. So you can unfollow them from your feed. But think, I just think how good the stuff that we can contribute and put out there is going to look to non-creatives. So you will, I feel like the spotlight that you kind of want in all these other things is going to be a natural on LinkedIn, really.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree with that 100%. It just feels it again. It feels different. Like it's not just content. It's people, you know, posting articles and really treating it like a resume. And that's something that I think if you get your head in that game of like, whatever I'm posting here, it's about getting work. It's about building a network and really driving my business, and not just about like, this is gonna get likes. Like the likes only, I don't even know. I don't keep a track of that at all.
Yeah,
which is pretty dope.
Yeah,
I think I like we talked about before. If all platforms got rid of the goddamn like button, I think it would be better.
Yeah,
people focus too much on that shit.
Yeah,
and LinkedIn they do have it, but
it's very not like it. How do you describe it? It's almost like it's there, but it's not so front and center. And I feel like it's much more
comment-driven. And you're not going to get a ton,
which
is, I think, what makes it cool. Like, I don't focus on it. Like, whatever, maybe it's 15 likes for a post versus whatever I'm getting in Instagram, right? Like, it's not something I even care to look at.
Yeah.
And they don't make it, like, noticeable. You don't have that bright red, like, message. Like, it's just something that might be there or not.
I think it's probably the only platform I've ever got more comments than likes on something. Yeah. Where
that's true, actually. That's pretty consistent with me as well. People like to talk about stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool.
I was going to ask what worked best, but I'm assuming it'd probably go back to what you were saying about the photography, or maybe that could be like your most surprising thing.
I mean, I'm still figuring that out. I haven't posted. I'm very curious to see what a proper like case study article will do.
Yes.
Because I haven't done that yet. I posted like a few logos and like sketch to logos, and then I posted like packaging some product and shot and packaging.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the packaging is done the best.
Yeah.
And I think that probably because that ties in where I talked about the photography and the design, because I did the label and the photos.
Yeah.
So that, I think I've done two of them or something, and those have done very well.
Yeah.
The Lagunitas one, I think, did pretty good. And I think probably because they're a larger, you know, people know who they are.
Got it.
But I mean, I'm pretty excited to see kind of how this goes and how to utilize it more. But within the first 3 weeks, man, like, I've already established some pretty good connections. I've had a decent amount of jobs. I have a decent, you know, chunk of just like network followers like that I've engaged with and engaged with me. It's
good.
Cool.
So to help people kind of figure this out and understand why they got to get their butts on it.
Yeah, man.
how many connections did you have when you started this?
I had two, and one of them was you. No joke. And then another one was like someone I feel
the love.
No, I
man.
Had three. I had you, and then I had someone I didn't know, and then I had my girlfriend.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay. And then how many connections do you have now, 3 weeks later?
It was.
Did it go up one since we've been talking?
I don't know. It might have. 428.
That's
which I don't know if that's good or bad. But
I told you before that is amazing because it's like it's not the same, and I think people got to hear that's like in 3 weeks' time. That's insane. 500 is the goal LinkedIn wants you to have just overall, and you did it in almost 3 weeks. Like, it's just crazy. And I think, like I was saying to you earlier, this isn't just follow and then have the permission to follow anybody, whatever. You have to say, Jordan, I'd like to connect with you. Jordan has to say approve, you know, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And not only is that just a great number to show that the engagement is a little bit more deeper than the typical follow, but you had also mentioned that about a quarter of those came with a note, and you as well.
Yep.
Which even encouraged the conversation more, right?
Every single person that I was reaching out to, I well, for the most part, not, maybe not everyone, but the ones that I really like either hadn't met currently or like weren't friends with, I wanted to send something, a note of some sort, right? And I just think that's the most effective way to really start a conversation. Otherwise, I think if you don't, like, there's a lot of people on there that I don't know who they are. They didn't send a note, and they're just part of it, but I don't know if I'll ever talk to them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really do anything. It's the ones that you engage with. And, you know, again, if you're looking for work or your goal is to grow the network and actually, like, make the difference, you can't – it's not about numbers. That number could be meaningless if I'm not talking to anyone or no one's talking to me.
Yeah.
And so – again, yeah, if you're reaching out to someone, you're signing up for LinkedIn and you're sending out some connections, send a personalized note. It can be something as simple as like, hey, love what you're doing. Would love to connect at some point. Maybe, you know, let's talk or whatever. You know, whatever it is, check them out, see what they're doing, and then just like write something geared towards that. It's that simple. And I think it's just, it makes all the difference.
Yeah. And even if you're a younger designer, I think not only is it the smartest thing to make it a personal note, but tell them like, I am a recent grad or I'm 2 years into my career and love, not only, you know, it would just be great to have a connection like you down the road. Like, just make it somewhat personal to make sure that trust me, people are the first to kind of jump that train and be like, yes, I love that. Like, I'm here to help. And that's why everybody is, and one day you'll be doing the same to others. It's like one of those kind of, you know,
it
trickle down things.
It made a
huge
difference the way I even engage. Like, when people did that to me, I would write back every time.
Sure.
Because, you know, again, like maybe a quarter of those were no, like whether or not that's a lot, it's still 300 of those people or 400 weren't doing that. And so the ones that did though, like, we would actually have a conversation.
Yes.
Even if it was like 4 or 5 sentences, it was still something where I feel more confident if like I ever want to talk to him.
Yeah.
The introduction's kind of there.
Yeah.
Which that's what you want when you're building a network. It's like, it's not, you don't just want strangers clicking a button. It's like, no, you want to show face and at least engage somewhat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when that time comes where either they were looking for someone in that a job opportunity that you could provide or vice versa, if you're looking to hire someone, it's that connection just makes it feel easier.
Oh yeah. And I love to, sometimes here's one of my favorite advantages in even being on it for years now. One of the things that I still love to find is when a connection is made and I see that this person and I have 46 mutual friends and we should have crossed paths probably 1,000 times and yet we don't know each other. I don't think there's any other arena where you're going to meet that person as well, because it doesn't have to be that you're there in your industry. In fact, it's better, obviously, if they're not, because then they're not competition. But, you know, like, I think it's amazing to do that. And I've just gotten, even in the last week, 2 or 3 that were like, wow, we should have known each other. We should know each other. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I feel like. It's like long lost family. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, you know, I have a brother, you know, on LinkedIn. This is great. And
yeah, man.
And I've heard from some really cool people that, like, even people from our that have listened to us and have connected via LinkedIn. And this one guy, Timothy, him and I have been shooting it back and forth for the last few days. And he's getting into teaching as well and stuff. So, like, for even little things like that, it lives there so much easier and better than any other, you know, platform that I see.
I couldn't agree more, man. It really is. Like, I just think everyone should do it. And if nothing else, like this should sort of give a little, you know, proof, not proof, but just like a little bit of like evidence that it can be really, really helpful.
Yeah.
And so many questions, and you're the same. The reason why we're really digging into social media, part of the reason was we get a lot of questions about, like, how do you guys utilize social media?
I know.
Like, how are you getting jobs? You know, and it just, this seems like if that's really an interest of yours, you gotta play this game a little
bit. Yeah, yeah. So, Jordan, one last question for you.
Yeah.
What's the future like for you and LinkedIn?
Man, I hope it just keeps going down this trajectory. I want to get like a good job through it. But again, it's been 3 weeks and I might have turned down a great job, but once I have some more time opening up next year, I really want to see where I can take it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's really just going to be about meeting people in different fields in the creative industry.
Yeah.
That's huge for me right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm really interested in that.
And like, in addition to the case studies and maybe even the article you're doing, anything else you've been kind of, you know, brainstorming about now that you've been into it, that you can kind of see like how you promote your business?
Yeah, man, for me, it's really everything's going to keep boiling down to like it's sort of catering to the demographic I'm on, and the case study aspect to me, or showing the process is kind of seemingly, even across most platforms, is the most successful thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the habit I've been trying to get into within like the last 6 months, is like, if I'm going to show something, I want can I put it on my website? Because I want everything on my website to have at least some sort of process, some sort of case study. And if I'm doing that, then I want to figure out a way to transcribe that to like my social media posts. And LinkedIn, I think, is going to be super easy. It's going to be way harder on Instagram because it's just, the platform is different. And so I'll have to figure that out. But I think that's pretty exciting for me, because I'm going to put out probably less content, but better, at least more in depth.
Oh God, like that's exactly it. In depth would be amazing. And watch.
And LinkedIn is like, I can copy paste from my site, all the copy into it. I can't do that with anything else.
No, you're right. And watch LinkedIn start articles. Who knows? I mean, Instagram, they're going to start articles,
like,
or something.
Or like the sort of social Behance. Like, I'm not on Behance either. Maybe that's something we should have talked about in this course.
I think that goes hand in hand. It's like, I've heard people are actually on there because of its search qualifications and how you can narrow it down to
good success
almost like exactly what you need, right? Like, you could be like beer packaging, East Coast, something, whatever keyword, and you'll find like four people and they're killer. Like, so people have found, non-creatives have found, that's a great way to, you know, search on Behance.
Yeah. And it seems to be like very case study driven.
It is. Yeah. You build a project and then it, and now everyone's doing the scroll down almost right from their website architecture in the Behance posts as well. And there's some it's so global too. There's some killer work from all over the world. So like, I think it's one of those things, like if you build for your website, you build for Behance, you have all the content to push to LinkedIn 100%, like almost like effortlessly, right?
So, and that's what I'm doing instead of Behance. It's my website. And I think if you can figure out a way to, just sort of template it or just make that easy and streamlined, I think that kind of content is going to kill, especially on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's made for them. It's made for that.
It really is.
That viewer.
For that.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Any final words to our folks? What's your final pitch to Creative Course students all over the world?
If you don't get on LinkedIn, I'm just going to take those jobs. No, for real. Like you said, I think maybe the beginning of this whole course, like you weren't sure if you wanted
to share
about
it with
LinkedIn
and-
because it feels so untapped. And I'm like, man, the more people on it, the harder it's going to be. Cause right now it truly is untapped. Like,
it's like the new pioneer.
And there aren't a ton of designers. One, because it's just like, it feels corporate and it doesn't look sexy. So you have this visually creative people really aren't on it. And if you are that kind of person, it is completely untapped and you need to actually get there. I won't take your job. So I'm just kidding. I probably couldn't anyway. So
but,
you should
but
get there
about,
and,
wait,
and
wait
join
about
us.
6 months. Just wait about six
yeah.
months.
Give me a
give
head
us a
start.
Head start.
Man, it is. It's true. It's like the Wild West out there, and you got to at least check it out. Like, you will be doing yourself a disservice if you don't try it.
Yeah, You can't, you're not going to, you have nothing to lose because my gosh, you're just going to have a whole other area where people can find you. And to be honest with you, that's where people are going first nowadays, both on hiring and on independent and freelance world. So
it's you're going to get the kind of work that you wouldn't on anything else. Yeah. Just period. And that's something I've had shown to me in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Amazing. So, I love that. I'm really glad that this was not only a great test, but like the results feel, I'd say better than what I expected.
Yeah.
But also more importantly, it's deeper. It's not so much, it's not numbers. It's not all that other crap that we use to monitor. It's the real deal stuff. And I think that's the true case study for LinkedIn as well, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that it worked out so good.
Yeah. And if you're listening, you know, you can find Nick and I. We'll be your friends on there.
You ass. I thought you were going to just do yourself.
Just me, not Nick.
Just me, not Nick. Nick's not on there.
Yeah. He's far too busy for you. I'm just starting, though.
Yeah. Don't forget who got you there.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, reach out. Talk to us. Let us know. I actually am curious if you're listening to this and how's it going? Like, let us know. I want to know how it works for others.
And good success stories, and even like anything that has been. And we will be more than happy to do a whole other follow up even after this course on your input. So if you are on it now, day one, we're your two best friends. So hook us up. Also, too, what I love to do, and I'm sure Jordan would do the same. If you're a young designer and just starting out, and you're putting it out there. You know, put some great work out there, and people like myself and Jordan will share it. And you know, 100%. And it's like that's I do that with all my students, and it's so neat to see doors open for people. So, hit us up, and then let us know. We'll find a way to kind of once this airs to have something to kind of track all that and come back to you with it.
Yeah, I feel like this won't be the last time that we talk about LinkedIn on this whole core podcast. So
I'm gonna change the name, the Creative Course, the LinkedIn Podcast. Excellent, man. Well, you just killed it, dude. I'm so happy that it worked out great, and this was awesome to report back.
Yeah, man, this was really fun. Cool, I'm glad we got to do this. All right, y'all.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
I will talk to you soon.
Bye.